Now, serious worries and concern for people affected by the storms, affected by the hurricanes indeed, dominating the headlines at the moment. Hurricane Irma, the storm is really rattling the Caribbean and is now heading towards Cuba. Over 1 million people have already been affected by the damaging winds, the rains, the storm surges, and millions are bracing themselves in Florida. You know, my sister-in-law in Florida has her house boarded up in the hope that it doesn't get washed into the sea. The hurricane is due to hit there next, and we'll be catching up with Marcela Ospina Lopez from Oxfam again on the programme. She joined us yesterday. Serious worries and concerns for those who are caught in the eye of this hurricane, and also indeed concerns for the people who are affected in Mexico with the earthquake that has occurred. The weather absolutely hammering the Western world. As I mentioned, I want to speak to Marcela Ospina Lopez from Oxfam. Marcela, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for your interest and time.
Yes, thank you for joining us again. The hurricane continues to wreak havoc, and your preparations continue as well.
Yeah, the Oxfam team will assess need as soon as practical in Haiti and Dominican Republic and supply urgently need essentials to those affected by the hurricane.
Now, the British government are flying planes out towards people who are affected. Considerable assistance is needed. Will there be enough coming from those who can help?
Well, we need to have more information coming from our teams in the ground. We are very concerned about what will bring the effect of the flood to the hygiene and sanitation, and the risk of cholera, mainly in Haiti, will be really high. So we'll be for sure having a response and asking people to help us with funds for that.
It's the real difference, isn't it, between those who have and those who have not. And places like Haiti are going to be so badly affected, parts of the Dominican Republic as well. We're concerned and worried about Florida and how it may affect Florida, but you get a sense that just the very fact it's American, it's going to be stronger and more capable of, first of all, surviving it and secondly, recovering from it.
Well, we've always been very concerned about Latin America and the Caribbean, a region that is highly vulnerable to multiple recurrent hazards, and this vulnerability has been aggravated as a consequence of climate change and also inequality. And I think the region's major obligation for tackling these risk scenarios is to build resilience and to address inequality. So this is a major challenge for the whole region. Of course, this impacts poor people more than the people who actually have, but there's a major global challenge there.
Absolutely. And the Mexican earthquake adding to the concerns and the worries for the NGOs and other charitable organizations.
Yeah, we're actually waiting to see what happens with the tsunami in the Pacific coast. Our teams in Mexico City are safe and ready to assess as soon as we have more information. For the moment, we're just monitoring and preparing ourselves and our partners there.
Would you expect an emergency disasters committee type initiative of fundraising broadcasts to be made on the back of this mayhem?
For the moment, we're waiting, monitoring, and see the final figures and the level of disaster. But for sure, all the international agencies are ready not only to respond, but also to go public jointly to ask for the support from the public.
Okay. Marcela, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Marcela Ospina Lopez from Oxfam, coordinating her teams in the region. Just I'm looking at screens here, I have to say, my goodness me, if you're caught in that, not only obviously is your life at risk and your home, the chances of it surviving are minimal, but if you do survive and you have the remnants of a home left, what about your spirit? How do you ever rebuild that spirit to start again? And in some of those areas, this is time after time, it must be heartbreaking beyond belief.